I'm intrigued by how this started, because the CD came and my one eyebrow went up, and I love you, and I didn't know her at all, and now I love you both. So how was it you met?
Gramophone magazine was doing a profile about me, and they decided that they wanted to have a musician from a different genre interview me. And they chose Tift, and we got together to talk, and it felt just like we had the most fascinating conversation. It felt like we'd been friends forever, and we started going to each other's concerts and became friends. And I suggested to her that we should do something together, and she was a little bit skeptical about it, and I guess both of us were a bit frightened about it being awful. And but then I spoke about this idea with Aaron Greenwald, who runs the presentations at Duke University, and he has a very interesting series. He presents musicians from different genres, as well as dance and drama. And he was familiar with both of us separately, and he thought it was a really great idea. And so he brought us down to Duke, and we had like a very short little residency there, and created the program, which we called Night. And that was really where the whole thing was born.
How did you come to the repertoire that's on Night? I mean, I know you guys were playing together and trying this out. How did you arrive at this material?
When I was thinking about songs from the classical genre to draw upon, you know, I kind of shied away from things that were too, say, overtly romantic, like a Schumann song or a Brahms song. It just felt maybe that wasn't the right direction, because it just really was hard for her to relate to the sentiment in that kind of a song. Whereas Purcell and Schubert felt much more simple and direct. There's a simplicity to the kind of songs that Tift sings that relates to the simplicity of those songs.
At some point, you had to get the record label on board, I would guess, right? Or is it just you've been so successful, it's like, whatever you want to do?
No. I was trying to explain this to the director of Sony, and it's hard to get the concept together of a folk singer and a classical pianist playing together. And so I asked if he would come over to my parents' home, and we did a little house concert with a bunch of friends there, and he came, and the Sony people came, and he was just really blown away and completely got it, and said that he'd be very excited to do this record. They just let us artistically do exactly what we wanted to do, so it was great.
When I put it in the CD player, just let it roll. When you went from Billie Holiday to Henry Purcell, you had me. This really does work. It's a magical kind of thing.
I'm really glad you could hear that, because, I mean, we felt that was, you know, the placement of the songs and how they spoke to each other was as important as which songs we actually recorded.
Congratulations. You have your fans in Phoenix here at KBAQ who are delighted with what you've done, and we look forward to seeing you in May 4th at the Musical Instrument Museum.
Thanks so much. I'm looking forward to coming down there.